Business Half Hour on Classic FM 97.3 is what you are listening to with Ugo Dre. Yes, my name is Bukola. Good to be back again. And remember, if you want to be a part of the show, just tweet at us at Classic FM 973. And this show is powered by Naira Metrics. Good morning, Ugo.
Lagos. Bukola is looking so fresh. My God, this is what happens when you take a very good holiday.
It's good to rest, my brother.
After all the stress.
Yes, so it's good to rest.
So you're pumped up already for Christmas now. So are you going on holiday again or stretch?
No, that's so you had your rest holiday already. For the year. Yeah, we don't go on holiday here.
Well, some of us don't go on holiday all year round. I mean, we work all year round. Just to survive, you know. All right, Lagos, good morning, everybody, wherever you are in traffic or on your way to work. Even for some of us who are probably flying and, you know, listening to Classic FM 97.3 this morning. This is Business Half Hour. We do this every Monday, 8 to 8.30. On this show, we bring you some of the most exciting entrepreneurs that are currently doing great things in Nigeria, isn't it?
Honestly, they blow our minds every Monday. So we have another one here.
Yep, we have another one. Young chap. I mean, like, I'm trying to guess his age. Maybe we'll ask him to tell us today. But these guys are pretty young. I mean, they do a lot of amazing, daring things. We were like saying before we got on air, because, like, you know, if you could flash back like 15, you know,
I'd like to go back to that age.
To the 20s, right? Why was it so different for us then? Why was it difficult for us to do a lot of stuff?
I think with their generation, you've got the internet. They've got the internet working for them. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of information at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. We had to really dig. So if you want to do anything, just typing on Google, it will just give you tips how to go about it. And if you're determined to really pursue that particular
thing, you can just follow it.
You would fall down, but at least you've gotten some
good guidance.
Some good guidance.
Yeah, true that. Because back then, I mean, it was very difficult to get information if you wanted to start anything. Like, you really didn't know how to go about it. And if you ask, nobody want to tell you. Like, why you want to do? And it was quite difficult. But now it's just so easy. Like, you can basically replicate any business around the world here in Nigeria. Like, it's just easy. Like, you can even get their pitch document. You can get how-tos. I mean, it's just incredible. So, it's a good time to be alive. It's a good time.
But sometimes it can be extreme. At times, I'm just like, I don't think I can do this one. I like it like this.
All right, Lagos, without much ado, we're going to introduce our guests. As usual, you know how we did on this show, we let our guests introduce themselves. So I'm kind of excited about this show. This is one that I actually didn't have any background information. So just like you listening, I'm listening to him for the very first time too. So who are you, sir?
All right. Hello, good morning, Lagos. My name is Morakin Adijare, and I graduated from the University of Lagos in 2016. I'm a pharmacist, and what we do basically is, it's called mymedicines.com. It's an online platform that enables users to actually search for medicines and place their orders in real time. Hmm. So how it works is, we've aggregated the inventory of over 900 pharmacies across Nigeria. So whenever individuals need medicines, they're able to search, and the platform tells them where it's available in real time. And it then goes the extra mile of actually doing a last mile delivery to the customer. So it increases your speed to access of the medicines, ensures there's sustainable access, and reduces compromised health outcomes.
Interesting. So that's like e-commerce of medicine.
Yes,
that's
true. Very correct.
Man, hold on. I'll be like, has anybody done this before? Is this like new here, or do you have competitors in Nigeria?
Oh, not really. Not. We don't have competitors here at the moment. We have similar businesses outside of the country.
Would do something similar.
Yes. Yes.
How come no one ever thought of this idea?
You see, look at what we're talking
about. Simple, isn't it? Like,
so sometimes if a particular drug is scarce, can you help?
Yes. So what usually happens with medicines is, there's a huge inventory out there. Mm. We have over 5,000 licensed pharmacies in Nigeria, but whenever you need a medicine, you're only really exposed to those in close proximity to you. Mm-hmm. So I mean, after you search the first, the second, the third one, and you don't find it, you're probably discouraged, and you try looking for sources outside of the country if you have the means.
Yeah.
But what tends to happen is that drug is available somewhere. You really just don't have visibility on where it's available, which is what the platform aims to do. So it tries to create visibility of medicines in real time. Because imagine you in an emergency situation where you need a medicine for yourself or a family member. You do not have the luxury of time to start searching up and down. So what the platform does is, it shortens that time, for you to be able to search for medicines and actually find where they are at the best prices.
So you have some research department that will actually go around looking
So we've actually built a technology, and it's still in the process of being completed actually, that leverages blockchain technology. So that way, there's actual real-time visibility and reliable information on where medicines are available, as well as their prices. Yeah.
So you know what? Let's because let's start with, you know, you graduated in 2016. That's like
I did.
2 years ago. So
yes.
I'm guessing, this is your first time out doing, working, right? Have you had any experience?
Okay. So while I was in school, in my 400 level, we had the opportunity to do, it's called Cyrus.
Okay.
Yeah. So you actually work with a corporate organization of some sort for about 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my first time actually working. Then during the ASU strike as well, I practiced for a while in a number of community pharmacies.
Okay.
So you actually get to feel this problem face to face on a daily basis, where people need medicines critically and they've called several people, they've searched several pharmacies, and they just can't find it. So there's a huge gap. And the irony is a huge number of drugs actually get destroyed yearly due to expiry on shelves. Yeah, so you see, there's a huge chunk of...
People have inventory and they really can't
Exactly, there's a huge chunk of medicines in several pharmacies, but people that need them can't actually reach them.
Are you sure this is not because there's just too many pharmacies?
Oh, we do not have too many pharmacies. Like I said, we have 5,000 licensed pharmacies.
Oh,
the amount that's
optimum... We have to be very particular about that word, licensed.
Mm-hmm. The amount of pharmacies that Nigeria actually needs for its population is 200,000.
Wow.
Yes, so there's a huge shortage actually.
So we have only 5,000 licenses.
5,000 licenses. Pharmacies.
Compared to 200,000 that we need.
Yes.
And it's the same with doctors, you know?
Our population requires that we need a lot of services and we don't have them. But I mean, but how did you come up with this idea? Like, was it you interning somewhere and you just felt, where did this come from?
Okay, so like I said,
and how did you even get the courage to just do this at all?
So our story is a peculiar one. Like I said, I practiced for a while. So I had firsthand knowledge of what was really going on. Then in my final year, I was privileged to meet my roommate at the time. His name is Steven. He's currently my co-founder as well.
Okay.
And after a while, we got talking and I found out he was also thinking along that line.
Mm.
So we thought, okay, let's create something that could at least provide consultations. Not necessarily the medicines yet, because we saw that as a lot of work. We had already consulted with some experts. They were like, that would not really work.
Mm-hmm.
How would you get the inventory, the naming convention, and things like that? So we started with a scaled down version. We called it CareCut at the time. So we built
an
app.
That was when?
At the time.
It was
that
this 2 years ago.
2017.
Okay. 2017.
That was last year.
Yes, last year. So we built that and our developer actually scammed us.
Oh my God.
And we had a beat down version of what we actually wanted.
Yeah.
But we were able to pilot for a while. And we got a level of feedback. So we thought, okay, why not level on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
A service that actually helps people provide what it is they're looking for. I mean, 60% of the entire population in Nigeria still lacks access to essential medicines, not even the rare medicines. So we thought, okay, let's build a platform where people can actually find their medicines. At the time, we did not know how to go about it.
I could have imagined.
We didn't know how to go about it. But luckily for me, I met my other co-founder on Twitter.
Hmm.
Her name is Abimbola Adebakin. She's our current CEO.
Okay.
She's had over 20 years experience in consulting. She's been around a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
No, she's a lot older. She's wiser.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely. So we met her middle of 2017.
On social media.
On social media. So she actually saw my profile. So at the time, I just decided to change it to graphic artist and pharmacist.
Hmm.
So she needed a service of a pharmacist who could do something in design.
Yeah.
And then we just started talking. We started working together for a couple of months. Then I then found out she also wanted to do something similar. So I thought, why don't we just collaborate and do this thing together? And she already had traction. Yeah, she had already aggregated a number of pharmacies. So it made so much more sense. So we just decided to work together. And we've been together since then.
Incredible stuff. I mean, that's a cool story. Yeah.
You know, with social media, it just depends on how you want to use it.
I mean, like, a lot of people go in there and they think it's a lot of hate and stuff. Like,
but look at what he's done.
You can do a lot of valuable thing with it. I mean, you meet a lot of very important people. So interesting stuff. So, so that's been the story for the last 2 years. So, have you guys started operations fully now?
Oh yes. So we started on the 1st of October in 2017.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've done 1 year already.
We've done 1 year already. So it was a proof of concept for us. We really wanted to understand the model that works here, because there are a number of models out there, both pure models and hybrid models, but they weren't really applicable here, considering the fact that technology adoption is not at the level we expect it to be.
Yeah.
So we really had to scale it down to see what works here. And yes, we've been able to figure it out. So we completed our proof of concept 1st of October this year, and now we're rolling out fully.
Good stuff. So over the last, should I say, 1 year, 1.5 years, starting a business is not just, you just don't like snap your hand and say, fingers and say, we're starting a business. So how have you guys funded this so far? Is it bootstrapping or, I mean, did you knock on your parents' door, your family? I mean, where did you get funding for?
Okay, so far we've bootstrapped.
Okay.
Like I said, we at the time got scammed by a developer. So there was the urge to actually
So there's no tech person in your...
Oh, there is now.
Okay, but then there wasn't.
There wasn't.
Okay. So the developer just scammed you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
promised to build some amazing e-commerce site.
it was a very interesting experience, because that was all we had at the time. So we decided to, okay, what would it actually take to build a platform that serves this purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And we started learning ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. So we designed our second version of the website ourselves in-house.
It's quite interesting. You finished school 2016. This is 2018.
Yeah, it's picked like that a whole year of, like, you must have been very busy.
Yeah, yes.
But go on though.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have the amount of resources you really need, you have to become very creative.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to build a second version of the platform, which is what you'd actually see now if you go to the website. So it's my-medicines.com. And yeah, so that has really helped us a lot.
So by building the second, like doing it yourself, so you had to leverage on your, you know, co-founder who was a techie or something. Was that it?
We were not techies. All three co-founders currently are pharmacists.
So how did you, you guys learned how to code yourself or what?
Yes, we learned basic web design ourselves.
For real?
Yeah.
Determination.
I mean, but to build an e-commerce site is not that simple, is it?
No, it's not. it was very interesting.
So there wasn't any outside, help and all that
like
stuff.
Like you said, Google will teach you everything.
Oh my God, Lagos. This has been interesting so far. We've been talking to Morakinyo. Morakinyo is the co-founder of my-medicine.com. We'll be back in a bit. So we've got a question.
Akisomi, he's saying something. He said, reminds me of the blood bank lady, similar stuff, but has just her blood.
People doing great stuff. She was here on this show as well, by the way.
She was. All right, stay with us here. It's Classic FM 97.3. Whatever it is you do, you don't succeed, you try again. We'll be right back. Adi.
It's been a long time. She left you without a dope beat. Step two.
It is a motivational Monday here. You're listening to Business Half Hour with Ugodre. Morakinyo has been thrilling us as always with the entrepreneurs we have now. And is my medicine dash, what's it again?
So it's mymedicines.com.
Okay, my medicine.
So boy, it's my-medicines.com.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, you can click on it right now and check it out. So Morakinyo, back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit more about the business model here.
Sure.
I think I pretty much know what it is, but I mean, maybe you can just help our listeners understand how, you know, where's the money in all of this?
Okay.
For you.
Okay. So our model is quite straightforward. No extra cost comes to the user.
Okay.
Whenever you come to the platform and you've picked the medicine and it has shown you the price, you go ahead to make your payments. The only cost that comes to you really is the cost of the delivery, depending on where the medicine is available and where you want it delivered to.
What about the cost of the drug itself, the medicine?
Then you pay for the cost of it, but there's no extra cost on top of that.
So you guys don't add
You're
any
paying
nothing.
The exact
You're
price.
The exact price, so competitive
price. Of the medicine,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So where the money comes from is from the pharmacies on the network.
Okay.
Because what the platform does is it provides more access to market for your business.
For them. Mm-hmm.
Because the customers that reach you through our platform would typically not have been able to reach you because you either do not have an online presence or something similar to that. So they actually pay a commission on every item that is sold through the platform for the access to market.
Okay. So that's like pure Amazon model, really.
Yes.
Basically,
true,
right?
True.
Okay. So, but a lot of people have done, I mean, e-commerce has been around for a while in Nigeria now. And I really don't know of any e-commerce company that I would say has broken even, right? Okay. I mean, we all know the very popular ones and then others that have done different verticals of e-commerce. So, and one of the problems they face and they complain about is logistics.
True.
Like, because you're doing a lot of delivery and stuff. I mean, I kind of understand that delivering drugs is actually easier than maybe delivering TVs and and stuff like, because it's kind of easy to carry around, which was what Amazon started with, by the way. I mean, like, you know, Jeff Bezos started with books. So by delivering books, it was easy for him to actually understand, the value chain of logistics business and all of that. So from then he could now scale up. Like I always say, start narrow, go wide. All right. So, but for you, how do you surmount logistic issues? Because regardless of even if it's a drug or even if it's a pencil, it can still be a nightmare.
So considering we're here in Nigeria where our road networks are not the best versions yet, logistics is actually quite difficult. So what we tried to do at the time was to collaborate with logistics providers who already had the spread across Nigeria. So we actually have a partnership with EMS.
Okay.
They have access to the 774 local governments.
Oh, so you guys cater around the country, so anybody can order from anywhere in the country?
Okay. No matter where it's available here in Nigeria, it can be delivered to you anywhere in Nigeria.
Okay.
So what we did was, like I said, we collaborated with EMS. So whenever the orders come, we route it to them. And then they do the pickup and the delivery.
And the delivery. Yes. I see.
That's able to...
But isn't that going to cut into your margins?
No, it doesn't. So we've been able to...
The customers pay for the delivery as well.
Yes, the customers pay for the delivery. So we've been able to come up with a formula for delivery of medicines. So it's either interstate, intrastate, intercity, interregion. So provided you're ordering for a medicine that's available in Lagos and you're in Lagos, your cost of delivery is fixed at any point in time. If it's coming from another state to another state, it's a fixed price. If it's coming from one region to the other, it's a fixed price.
Okay.
So that is the cost the customer then bears. So
that
it makes
some amazing model though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So we try to be as lean as possible.
That's good. I mean, like in this kind of market, you got to be lean to be competitive, right? So that's how the money goes, right?
Yes.
So commissions from the sales outlet. So I mean, like looking into the future. I mean, so you guys are basically bootstrapped, so far. Any plans to raise funds anytime soon?
Yes,
I mean, because to scale this kind of business, you got to raise massive amounts of
money. So we actually plan. We've actually started the process for raising funds, and that's the plan right now.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a
gentleman.
All right. So, has it been funding? Has it been difficult getting through, or you guys haven't just even tried yet?
Okay. So, we've been in a number of competitions. We were second runner up at the Seed Stars competition that held recently.
Okay.
So that has helped too.
Okay.
And like I said, we've bootstrapped so far. And we also intend generating funds from other business models on the platform, such as adverts.
Okay.
We're also looking into generating data based on how medicines are used, the patterns, the disease profiles, and things like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. So for you, what, I mean, from your experience so far, I mean, you know, young chap, you guys just started a young business as well. Is there anything that you've learned over the last 1 year about raising funds, you know, especially for startups in Nigeria compared to maybe what you read abroad?
Okay, so I think the landscape is slightly different here. There's not so much trust in startups here in Nigeria yet. I read something on Twitter recently that said the musicians are more bankable than most startups in Nigeria.
Oh my God, are you
serious? Yes. And to an extent, I would understand why someone would say that. So for you to actually raise funding here, you actually have to do the work and make sure you have your numbers in place. So a lot of people that I've met along the line, they run businesses as though, okay, it might work out, it might not. But when you're deliberate about it and you're whoever is trying to invest in you actually sees that you can show your track record, it becomes much easier.
Yeah.
It's not an easy process all the same, but I mean, that makes it a lot easier.
All right. So let's delve a little bit more into, you know, your business, and then sure. we'll end with questions around regulatory issues and all of that.
Sure.
So how many are you guys now, like staff-wise?
Okay, so three co-founders and we have three permanent staff members. So we're six.
So you're six now?
Yes.
So where do you guys operate out of?
We have an office in Ikeja, but okay. A lot of times we actually operate either from home or from a hub. But in cases where you have to have meetings or things like that, then we use the office.
So what's for you guys like now, like, because you're still a very young company, sure. and you're starting like six people, sure. with you guys, and who knows, maybe by this time next year, you guys are like 50.
Sure.
What is for you, are you guys trying to build like a kind of culture, or what kind of work culture are you looking at building for your organization? You know, a lot of startups these days is like, look, t-shirt, jeans, stuff, like very relaxed, stuff, no stress. A young generation don't have time for ties. Mm. So okay. for you, what kind of organization are you guys looking at?
Okay, so we are a very collaborative team. Mm-hmm. We always look for ways to scale and get allied services to actually create more impact and be of more use to our users.
Okay.
So we collaborate a lot. And in our team, we have a saying that just do it afraid. Oh, make sure already. You feel,
just do it
feel fast and feel forward.
Hmm.
Yes. So we're constantly trying new things, looking for the best ways to actually serve our users better. And that way it guides your business better as well. Because, you know, if you don't do it the best way, the user would probably move on to someone else who can serve them better.
Even though you don't have competition now. Though.
Yeah, true.
But let me ask you though, how do you like hire? Like when you want to hire someone, like if you guys want to hire someone into your team, what do you look out for? What are those things that you like you spot or that you try to, you know, okay. search for, see?
So the most important thing beyond technical knowledge and beyond work ethics is really the attitude.
Mm.
Once you have an attitude to learn and unlearn, that's a huge, huge start for us.
Mm. So how do you know when by just interviewing someone that the person has like that attitude?
Okay, so far we've not done the conventional interviews.
Yeah. Well,
people that work with us now have been people that we probably met doing some other things together and then showed interest and they showed that enthusiasm to actually make it work. And yeah.
So how do you get them to stick with you? Do you offer them like equity as well or something? Like, how does it work? Because I don't know if you can pay them as much as they probably would have earned somewhere else.
I mean, currently we can't pay them as much as we wish we could. Okay. Mm-hmm. But so far, they are highly driven by passion and results.
Okay.
Which has really helped us. So there's a shared sense of success.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you talk about your staff capacity, in future, what are you looking at? You know, sometimes some business require a huge staff.
True.
Some don't. With your kind of business, what do you think?
Okay, so I think that's the beauty with online platforms. If you can rig your model to whatever service offerings you have, you can actually keep your team as lean as possible, no matter how much you scale.
Mm.
And our company is a Pan-African one. Our goal is actually to be in 4 African countries in the next 5 years.
Mm.
So we our team is definitely going to expand, but we keep on rigging our model to ensure that it's as lean as and efficient as possible.
All right, so let's talk about we're still going to talk about regulatory issues,
sure,
though,
sure.
But let's talk about mentorship and all. So I mean, it's good that you have a senior partner who's very much experienced.
Yeah.
But do you guys have some kind of like external mentorship somewhere,
yeah,
or organization that you look up to or who will like, you know, help you guys? So look, you guys do things this way, do it that way.
Oh, definitely. So we have an advisory board.
Okay.
Consists of 5 very, very important people. Mm. One of them is a general manager for one of the big 4 companies. One of the big 4 consulting companies.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are our guides, really, because they've been there, they've done that.
Yeah.
So at every point in time, either we're tweaking the model or making a change or just doing a review, they are always involved. And they're the ones that are able to tell us, okay, why not tweak this and do it this way? Why not meet this set of people? And they've been very helpful. They've linked us up with quite a number of organizations that has helped us to scale to the level we are.
Yeah.
So yes, that's very,
much
very
important. Very important to have mentorship.
Extremely
and
important.
Support.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's something that every startup should try and do, and it just keeps you, you know, right place. And
sure.
and it gives you the right good corporate governance. So talking about regulatory issues, so to start this kind of business, I mean, like, I know the Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria is some very strong regulatory, you know, I mean, strong body.
True.
You know, ethically and all that. So did you guys have to get some kind of license to do this, or approval somewhere, or
yes,
are you encountering any kind of stumbling block?
Yeah. Yes, so we did have to get some sort of approval, because okay, you know, medicines are essentially poisons.
Mm.
So there is a need for some sort of oversight when your platform or your business is handling medicines in any form whatsoever.
Right.
But what has helped us also is the fact that we do not carry any physical inventory of medicines.
Okay.
So there are no problems around how is it being stored and things like that. Yeah. Yes. Our platform simply leverages
the
inventory of existing pharmacies. So that also helped us. And then, yes, we did get approval from the regulators to actually do this. And they've been able to look through. Yes, to an extent.
Okay.
they were able to look through the model, and they actually understood that, okay, yes, this platform is really just enabling business of the pharmacies and increasing access to medicines for the users.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that really helped.
So what would you prefer though? I mean, like, I'm talking to like you or maybe your co-founders. Would you prefer that, look, you continue to, you know, maybe the next 1 year run the business from internally generated revenue that's organically the money you're making now, or would you prefer to just get some funding in so that you can scale faster?
Oh, so at this point, we're at the stage where we actually want to scale much faster, because now we believe the model works and it's very scalable.
Okay.
And it would really help align with our goal of being in 4 other African countries in the next 5 years. So we're at the stage where we actually want to scale. So yes, we are looking for external funding at this point.
So are you earning any money currently? Is there some kind of revenue coming in from the business?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so that's proof that at least it's a business that business model that is working. Because I mean, there's got a lot of startups out there that not a lot of revenue that's coming in that you're still struggling on.
It's not so much, but yes, there is.
But at least something, at least shows that little bit more push. And so how do you market yourself now though?
Like, okay,
what do you rely on?
During the proof of concept, we've used strictly social media and word of mouth.
Mm.
A lot of our customers, a lot of our users are people that were referred from others that used the platform at some time, or saw a post on social media and just decided to try it out. Yes, and with medicines, there's a need to build trust over time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's what we've been doing so far. So now we're at the stage where we want to go out with, go all out with the marketing, mass media and things like that.
All right, good stuff, Lagos. If you're just tuning in, sorry, we just, hit the end of the show. It's been an interesting one, Lagos,
honestly,
so far. Very, very interesting. We've been talking to Morakinyo Adejare. He's a co-founder of MyMedicines.com. It's a Nigerian company. I mean, like, pharmaceutical. So would you say a pharmaceutical company or e-commerce company? Which one?
So we like to call ourselves a health technology company.
Yes. Okay, I kind of like that. Health technology company, HTC. So they basically, they're like the Amazon of medicine. So like, if you want medicine, you can, you know, log onto their website and they have it sent to you at your convenience. I think, did you give us a parting shot already? You want to repeat that?
He needs
that
to give that website, like, again, because somebody's asking.
No, he's going to do that before we go. But you always give us, what was your parting shot again? Or something you said?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
What guides you guys?
I said, do it afraid.
Do it afraid, Lagos. You got that. All right, so for a lot
with
of
your knees shaking. With your knees shaking.
With your knees shaking.
We shall do it.
All right, so if our listeners want to get to, you know, visit your website or check you on social media, you want to drop.
Okay, so the website is my-medicines.com.
Medicines or medicines?
Medicines.
Medicines.
With an S.
Plural.
Yes.
All right.
Our social media handles are on Twitter is my_medicines. On Instagram is my_medicines. And for users who do not have the time to surf the web, we also have a web, a WhatsApp channel.
Okay.
Where you can just come in, place your order, and we continue
What's the conversation number?
So it's 0808-275-1466.
You want to repeat that?
0808-275-1466.
All right, so thanks a lot, Morakinyo. So Lagos,
thank you so much.
If you're just tuning in, don't worry. A podcast version of this show is going to be up on nairametrics.com tomorrow. We'll also tweet out their handle and their website in case you probably missed it, as well as their WhatsApp number. As usual, you can listen to this show every Monday, fresh 8 a.m. to 8:30 on Classic 97.3. Niametrics does this every week. We try to make sure that we bring you some of the most exciting entrepreneurs, people that you've never heard of, like, and you're like, wow, you mean this kind of thing is possible in Lagos? Yeah, guys, it's happening. Like, this guy just graduated 2 years ago, so I don't need to tell you his age, so you can guess. All right, because that's our show for the week.
Enjoy the rest of your day.